In January, after all of the fanfare for the new year, there will be inaugural celebrations for the dozens of new governors taking office. Parties, formal dinners, and parades. This all happens as many states are drowning in debt. And because of the budget deficits, many governors-elect have decided to pay for their events with private money. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports the contributions are flooding in for those parties, and some wonder if the process gives donors undue influence.
The festivities surrounding the transition of power run the gamut, from the swearing-in at state capitals to spectacular parades like this one in Virginia that celebrated Governor Bob McDonnell's transition to power. But as states struggle with budget shortfalls that are forcing officials to contemplate deep cuts in education and social services, many newly elected governors are collecting their own funds to pay for the hoopla. Harris Blackwood is with the Georgia inaugural campaign. He says Governor-elect Nathan Deal decided early on he didn't want to use state money to cover the cost of his events.
The legislature had allocated $50,000 for the inaugural, and we asked that be returned to the state treasury, and we are raising the money privately for all of the events related to the inaugural.
That includes a day of service, the official swearing-in ceremony, and a gala dinner. The events are expected to cost close to $1 million, but Blackwood says the team has been careful not to make plans that are too extravagant.
Well, you know, we didn't want to do anything that would be out of reach to most people, and we felt it was very important that we do something that was not so elaborate that it would not be in keeping with the times.
In Georgia, individual donations of up to $50,000 are being accepted. Other states have set up similar systems. In Florida, more than $2 million has been collected for Rick Scott's inaugural, with donations capped at $25,000. South Carolina is selling sponsorship levels from bronze to platinum, with the largest donors getting reserved seating at the inaugural ceremony and multiple tickets to the gala and a private reception.
What these folks are looking for is, how do I get inside the political process?
President of Common Cause Bob Edgar worries the private donors who pony up now could end up with too much influence in the future.
They can walk in and say to the executive assistant, I'm John Smith, and as you know, I was able to help with the inaugural process, and tap their wallets, and suddenly they get their appointment, and others simply don't have that ability to get access.
But the head of Governor-elect Rick Scott's inaugural committee in Florida, Ambassador Francis Rooney, says he doesn't believe contributors can influence politicians through these inaugural donations.
I think everyone I know on that list is certainly doing it for the right reason. They see it as a public service mission that they can use their funds to help create an environment that a lot of people get to enjoy.
And Rooney says the organizing committee is being transparent, releasing the names of all donors on its website. Governor-elect Scott, who spent more than $70 million on his own campaign in Florida, will bring back the inaugural ball, an event that was canceled in 2006. But because of the economy, ceremonies in many states will be scaled back this time. Texas officials are throwing a barbecue lunch on the Capitol grounds. And in New York, officials have decided to forego the usual grand ball in favor of an open house at the Executive Mansion. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
This is NPR News.